the British mercenary Simon Mann is back in the UK after being released from prison in Equatorial Guinea, where he was convicted of plotting to overthrow the government. He says he'll testify in a British court against his alleged co-conspirators, including Mark Thatcher, son of the former Prime Minister. Mark Thatcher pleaded guilty in a South African court of unwittingly helping to fund the attempted coup. Well, The Guardian's Robert Booth has got the story. He's here now. Rob, what's Simon Mann going to do now he's back in the UK?
He's back in the UK, and as you've said, he's interested in testifying. He's also said, of course, at Luton Airport yesterday when he arrived, that he's very keen to meet his son Arthur, who he's never seen before, and presumably he'll be returning home to his mansion in Hampshire in the New Forest, which he shares with his wife. More intriguingly, he's also talked about wanting to stand up in a witness box in a British court and testify against, in particular, Sir Mark Thatcher, the son of the former British Prime Minister, and a man called Eli Khalil, both of whom he accuses of being part of the plot. They, of course, deny that.
You have to sort of take what he said about Eli Khalil and Mark Thatcher slightly with a pinch of salt, don't you? Because he did say that while he was in Equatorial Guinea.
Yes, and this has been pointed out today, that he was saying this before he left, and therefore he still had some obligations, perhaps, and may even have been under duress. Now, you could also say that he has been cooperating with the Metropolitan Police. In fact, they've spent 23 days there during 2008 interviewing him at Black Beach Prison, and it's been reported that he's been very, very cooperative with them. So it sort of raises questions about whether, you know, they are actually ready to use him in some way as a star witness in any potential prosecution, although it has to be said a trial date could be some way off. They don't really seem to be ready to, you know, complete their investigations, and nobody's been interviewed under caution or arrested even by the Metropolitan Police in terms of this investigation. So it doesn't seem that advanced.
And Mann's story might be worth quite a lot of money.
Indeed. Obviously, there's great excitement about his story. It's very much like Frederick Forsyth's novel, The Dogs of War, which featured a coup in an African country, a failed coup in an African country by British mercenaries. And publishers that I've talked to have banded around figures of £250,000 for an advance, although they do caution that he'll have to reinvent himself somewhat as a more sympathetic character, because they fear that readers may not be entirely sympathetic to someone who has operated as a mercenary for so long.
Rob Money, thanks.